Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're on the third line from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Han family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Hindel Bas HaChavri Yisrael, and the Shama Shadav and Leah. So, here we go. Amar Rab Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema. Anyone who says Kriya Shema, U'medakdek Ba'os Yoseha, and he's medakdek in the letters to make sure he doesn't swallow any letters. Mitzanan in Lo Gehenim. We cool off Gehenim for such a person. What's such a big mila? What's such a big cool off Gehenna for you? Well, because you go against your nature. You go against your nature. Say it slow. Most people, the nature is to say fast. You go against your nature. Say it slow. Hashem goes against the nature of Gehenna and cools it off for you. Okay, so that's what I can tell you. Shneim like it says before Shaday Malachim ba Tishali b'Talmon. That means Hashem spreads out the malachim throughout the snow. I'll take it beforeish ela beparish means when you specify. I'll take it betalmon ela betalmavus means gehadim. Fine. I'm a b'chayber b'chanina. Laman ismacha a halim lenachalim. Why are tents next to rivers? Where's that? Tiksiv it says kanachalim netayu like rivers netayu kiganos ali nahar. Ka'ahalim nata, like tents. What's the connection between rivers and tents? Loma lecha. Man nechalim, just like rivers. Malanus ha'adam mitumul tahira. Bring a person from tumul tahira. Listen to this. Af ahalim, so too tents, meaning beis medrash. Malanus ha'adam mikas chovu lekatsuchos. Can take a person from chovu to katsuchos. Just like, no matter how tame a person is, he could have touched 1,000 mesim, or he's a zav for 1,000 days, he can become pure. So too, no matter how bad you are, you come to the base of Medrash, you become pure. You hear? Then it says like this, Hakara lemafreya lo yatza. If you read this Shema out of order, you're not Yotze. Rabbi Ami Verb Asi, have you come katrin luhu ginana, le Rabbi Elazar. They were preparing the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. They were busy making the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. So listen to this. Amalusa, Rabbi Elazar said, you guys have... Ad hachi v'hachi. Why are you busy preparing the chuppah? Also, v'eshma milsa b'vim b'drasha. I'll go to the Beis Medrash, hear some vart. The I see the emul l'chon. I'll come back and tell you. Ultimately, he went ashkechei l'tana d'tanya kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kra v'ta'a. If you're reading Kishma v'ta'a, you make a mistake. V'ini yel hechan ta'a. You don't know where you made a mistake. You don't know where your mistake was. You know you're half asleep. You made a mistake. So be'emza perek. If it's the middle of a perek, chozel l'rosh. If they're in the beginning of the perek, you middle of Shema, you made a mistake. You're middle of a Hoya, you middle of a Yomer. You have to go back to the beginning. Tosva says the second Tosva is Pirish mitam she'eni yodea mehechan ta. You don't know where you made the mistake. Aval im yodea mehechan ta. If you do know shadalag teve o pasuk, you skipped a word or a pasuk. Einot zarech lagzer el meosa pasuk. You have to go back to that pasuk. Ve'elech v'chein b'halal v'chein b'megillah. Like what did Tosfos tell you that I already didn't know? Did he tell me I didn't know that? I wouldn't know that?
And then you continue?
Yes.
And you're repeating. So.
Okay, but you don't know what you're up to.
So how does the guy know that he made a mistake if he doesn't know where it is?
Because he's, I don't know, you know how people are, they're half asleep, they're not paying attention, not concentrating. Did I say that? Wait, we're not finished. Then perek leperek.
Megillah is a word, no? And it doesn't have to be the whole sentence.
Correct.
If you missed the word, then
you missed the word. You go back and say that word 100%. Then perek leperek. If it's in between a perek, yachzal then perek leperek. You know you're in Shabbat somewhere. You don't know where. This happens all the time. What? No, you're middle of Shema. Am I in the second half of Shema or the first half of Shema? So yachzal l'rosh. Go back to the beginning. Right? Where am I up to? Yeah. Ben ksiva l'ksiva. You said the word uksavtem. Which uksavtem? There's two of them. There's one in Shema and one in the Hayim Shema. Right. So uksavtem alma, which am I up to? You have to yachzor l'ksiva rishona. You have to go back to the first ksiva. After Taz, 1 minute. There's also ksharten twice. So the Taz answers how these people read Shema. Taz says, wait a minute. There's different words. One's ukshartom. One's ukshartem. How could you make a mistake about that? You're not going to make a mistake about that. You for sure know which one you said. You're not going to make a mistake. Also, the trop is different. So you're not going to make a mistake about that. That's not a shayla.
That's the right of the lake.
What? Exactly, exactly, exactly. You know, the Chazanish said not to do that, because it takes away from your kavana. People are living on different level, different planet. Different planet.
They're saying it, they're thinking it that way.
Exactly. So that, right, the Chazanish said don't say it in leaning niggin, because that takes away your kavana. Because you're concentrating on the laning, you're not concentrating on the words. It's an unbelievable thing. We think just the opposite. If I say it with laning, then I'm not paying attention. The people live on a different planet. So anyway, listen to this. Listen to this. What about the fact that it says b'shafecha uv'kamecha twice?
Yeah.
Right?
You sleep and get up.
You see, so it says it twice.
Right.
So why did the Gemara say, well, if you make a mistake, we know why the Gemara didn't say it says uv'kshartem twice, because it's a different word. What about b'shafecha uv'kamecha? So he says that's impossible, because b'shafecha uv'kamecha is not in the end of the first parak, right?
Right.
What? You're only going to make a mistake at the end. That's what he says. Because in the beginning, you're still half awake. So, Shavuot Kamecha is in the beginning. If you're sure which from Shavuot Kamecha am I up to, that's unlikely. It's unlikely.
But anything you do in the first one, if you stop, you're not going to remember. You think that it was the second?
No, that's what he's saying. So,
is there anyone that came to the
correct? Correct. 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 Okay. That's only true if you didn't start Laman Yirbu. If you said Laman Yirbu already, Mustami, you said it right, because you're so used to it, you probably said it the right way, and therefore you don't have to go back to the beginning, you don't have to do that. So he came back and said over, look what I heard in the Beis Medrash today. Had you just told us this one verse, that was enough to hear that one Chiddush. Fine. Next Mishnah. Ha'umnin, if you have a worker, Korin Barosh Ha'ilan Ubarosh Hanidbach. He's allowed to say Shema on the top of the tree or on top of a wall. Right? You could say Shema. Masha'in Rashar Lasos Kain Betfila. When you're davening, you can't do that. You can't daven on top of a tree. You can't daven on top of a wall. What's the difference?
Kavana,
exactly. Because Kriya Shema is only one pasuk, really. Davening is a whole long davening. So you can't have kavana. So one person can have kavana on the top of a tree. But the whole davening, not possible. Therefore, you can't do that. Okay?
This is only for Shema, or that's for the Tabarashi of Souls?
We assume this Mishnah holds that the only time you have to have kavana is the first parsha. We're going to get to benching. Everything is in the Gemara. Now, another unrelated halacha. Chasson pater mi Kriya Shema Laila Rishona. A chasson is pater from Kriya Shema the first night, his wedding night. V'ad Matzah Shabbos, they assume they got married on a Wednesday night, right? So for 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos, imlo asa maisa, if they still weren't together. Why? What's the reason for that? Why is a chasson pater? The Gemara is going to say because he's torud, he's preoccupied. What's he preoccupied with? Well, he's doing the first mitzvah. This is the first time he's been with his wife. It's a little bit nervous. The Rambam says he's afraid maybe she's not going to be a besula. Rabbeinu Yonah says that maybe he's going to become damaged. The Rashi says in Sukkah that you want to do it right. You want to be with your wife right the first time. It's very, very, you never did it before. And therefore, you're nervous. You can't concentrate. You can't concentrate on Shema. My sister, Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story once with Rabbi Gamliel. Shenasa Isha. He got married. Vekara Laila Mishana. And he read Kriya Shema the first night. Amrulo, Talmidim, his Talmidim said to him, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, Chasson Pater miKriya Shema. Didn't you learn that mission in Brachas? Not even from the first 2 weeks of Daf Yomi. Didn't you learn the mission in Brachas?
Did he come into the Beis Medrash and say, gentlemen, I didn't learn Kriya Shema last night?
No, just obviously, he did learn Kriya Shema. He did.
Yeah, so what's a chiddush? I mean,
so he was by Ma'ariv. Wait a minute, Chasson Pater miKriya Shema. So Amalem, he said to them, Eina Shemei Alechem, I'm not listening to that. Levata Lehemeni Malchus Shemaim Afil Shachas. I'm not listening to that. I'm not doing that. I'm not being mevatel all malchus shemayim, even for 1 minute. I'm not doing that. So Tosfos says, "Lav." The third Tosfos, "Lav meiser lister who?" Isn't that story contradict the Mishnah? Kind of, the Mishnah says he potter. He was chayiv. It contradicts the halacha.
He was chayiv, or potter means it's a rishos.
Right. So what the Mishnah bring the story for? What did the Mishnah bring the story for? The halacha is a chassan's potter from Kriya Shema, and he was different.
Say, if you're not Torah, you can do it.
Is that what the Chiddush was? Kamash Malam, Im Gadol Hu.
Sounds like
no. Im Gadol Hu. If you're a big somebody. Ubatuach ba'atmo sheyuchol leschavin v'hu roi litol es Hashem, harishas biyado. If you're somebody that that's on that madrega, you're correct. Guy walks in, regular, stam regular guy. No, no, no. What are you doing? Oh, I'm like Rabbi Gamliel. I can, That doesn't fly. You want to tell me Rabbi Gamliel? Okay, Rabbi Gamliel is the Rabbi Gamliel. He's a Nasi, he's a God of Lador. He wants to say Shema, no problem. Not everybody could do that. Today, it's the exact opposite. Today, the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody doesn't say Shema tonight, this now, we don't have kafan anyway. So why can't you say Shema the first night of your wedding night? Why not? Today, so, oh, I'm not saying Shema tonight. I'm very Torud. Right? Then you're a show-off. Right? Today's the exact opposite halacha today. If you don't say Shema, you're a show-off. Tanur Rabbanan. So the Brass says like this. Ha'omnin, a worker, current Barosha Ilan, Ubarosha Nidbach. He can say Shema on the top of a tree. You know, they used to work on top of trees, right, taking off the fruit. That was his job, he was a laborer. Or on top of a wall. Umispalin Barosh Hazayas or Barosh Hata'ina. But a Zayas tree or a Ta'ina tree, Zayas are olives and Ta'ina are figs. There, apparently the trees were so leafy and so big that you could be up there, you're not even afraid you're going to fall. So you can even take Shemashi up there. There's no chashash you're going to fall. So the way the trees are shaped, you're not even going to fall off, not even a shayla. V'shar kol ilanos, every other tree, yardim l'matu misfalo. You have to go down and daven down there. Ubalabayas, but the balabayas, he's the owner. Benkachu benkach yored l'matu umispalo. No matter what, he has to go. He can't daven on top of a tree. Why not? L'fisha ain't daito miyushev esalav. Because he's not calm. He's not calm. Why not? Rashi says right here, mibibu'usaso, because he's afraid. V'im hekilu eitzel polim, but they bitul malacha, so we don't want to waste time for the workers. Go down the tree, daven Shmoneh Esrei, go back up the tree. That's a big tercha. Well, that's a big waste of time. Daven is a waste of time, but it takes a lot of time. So for the workers, we were makel. Lo mekilu ate the balabayas. For the balabayas, we're not so makel. He can't daven up there, right? That's for Shmoneh Esrei, right? The Ra'ah says that now it's a little bit different. He says because the balabayas is not used to being up there. He's not used to it. So for him, he's nervous. These workers, every day they're up there. You know, these guys up on the scaffold in the 95th floor. They're not afraid. Every day they do that. So the balabas, he's never up there. So he can never daven up there. These guys are there every day. It doesn't mean anything to them. They can daven when I see up there. It's not going to make a difference. They're not afraid. That's a little bit slightly different nuanced thing. Yeah. What were you saying, Stu? Ubalabayas. Oh, I'm sorry. Said that already? Rami Le, Rav Mori Bar Bray, the Bas Shmuel. So Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked the following question. Why does it say it in such a funny way? Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So Rashi says it here. His person comes up in Shas all the time. It's a crazy story. Rashi says, "B'kamamukamos karile bar Rachel." This guy is called the son of Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel. Shmuel had a daughter named Rachel, but this is his son, Shmuel's grandson. Why is it just called by who his father is? The answer is, "Ubas Shmuel Haitha." It was the daughter of Shmuel, the Nishbase. She was captured, Labein Ha'amim, the nations, Kedama Beksuvos, and somebody raped her, right? Vinis Abra, she became pregnant, Haimana from this guy, Viachakachnes Geir. Then the guy became a Geir. Ushme Isser, and his name is Isser. That was his name. His name is Isser Giora, Isser the Geir. Kedarina Bababa Basra, Rav Mori Bray. Rav Mori Bray, this Rav Mori, Haraso Shelo B'Kedusha, when he was conceived, it was not Kedusha, the guy was a goy, but the Ledasa was because he was converted. Lakach Lohay Nikra Al Shem Avav. We're not calling him after his father, because at the end of the day, the moment he was conceived, the guy was a goy. So we're not doing that. That's why we call him in such a roundabout way. Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Okay? Anyway, what did he say? L'Rava. He asked the Kasha to Rava. What's the Kasha? Tanan, it says like this, Ha'omnin, a worker, Kore Barosha, Ilon Barosha, Nidbach, he can read Shema on the top of a tree or on top of a wall. Alma, lo boy Kavana. Obviously, you don't need Kavana. How are you saying Kriya Shema on the 95th floor, washing the windows of the Empire State Building? I'm stopping to say Shema. What kind of Shema is that? Right?
If you stop
eating
lunch, you
can
stop to say Shema.
Huh?
If you have Kavana,
just stop
eating lunch.
Vermini, 1 second. Hakore Shema, Libo. When you say Shema, you have to have Kavan. Shedemar Shema Yisrael. Ula Halanomer, and it says, Haskes, you know, gather yourself. Pay attention. Ushma Yisrael. Malahal and Bahaskes, Afkan Bahaskes. So you have to have Kavano. So how can you say Shema up there, and up there on top of a tree? Top of a wall? How can you do that? So Ishtik, you don't have an answer.
Not everybody said that Shema meant you have to have Kavano, right? Some people said Shema meant you have
to have. At least the first Pasuk. Everyone holds at least the first Pasuk. First Pasuk, everyone agrees to.
From Shema? Well, some said that Shema meant the way. Maybe this is a right.
Correct. No, I think he's just saying it as a conventional way to say, everybody holds, you have to have Kavano for the first Pasuk of Shema. Where the Makar is, I don't know. But at least the first Pasuk, nobody disputes that, right? So Ishtik, he didn't even answer that question. How's the guy having Kavano on top of a tree? How's the guy doing that? Yes, you can say the words. You can say the words. You can say the words while you're washing dishes also. That's not what you're supposed to do. You have a Kavano. So how could you do that on top of it? He didn't have an answer. So Amalei, Midi Shmiel Echba, so did you hear an answer to this question? It's a good question. So Amalei, Hachyamer of Sheshes. His Rav Sheshes says, yeah, you stop working for a minute and have kavana. Don't have say Shema while you're picking the berries. No, stop for a minute and have kavana. Ivo Tanya Beis Hillel Omrim Oskin b'Malachtin v'Korin, but Beis Hillel said you keep on working while you're reading Shema, while you're saying Shema, you're washing the windows while you're saying Shema. So what do you mean you stop? Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha b'perek Rishon. The perek sheni. You have to stop for the first perek. That's the ikker. The rest of it, you don't have to stop. So you can do. You can be working while you're washing the windows. Okay. It's a funny thing. It's not daraisa. So we're trying to cut corners every which way we can. Okay. Tana rabbanan hapolin workers shiosim malacha etzel balabais. They're working by the balabais, not on a scaffold. Not just stop work. They're workers. So. Kor and Kriyashma, they could stop, they're allowed to stop for Kriyashma. Umuvarchin lefonel ul achareha, they could even say the brachas before and after. The Ochlin piton, they could even eat bread. The Korin lefonel lefonel, they can make a bracha beforehand, right? Ul achareha. Umispalin tfilah shel shmona esrei, they could even daven. Aval erin yodin lefnei ateva, but there's no chazaras hashatz, because we're not wasting time with chazaras hashatz. The ain no sin kapegin, and there's no. There's no duchening. Okay, they're very good.
You mean while they're davening, they can eat?
No, they can stop to eat. And they can even bench. And they can even wash. And they can even daven to an esrei. But they can't, no chazar shashatz. And no duchening, because we're trying to minimize how much time they're wasting from the working. Tanya, another brayser says, me'ein yud ches. You can't say the full shmon esrei. You have to make an abridged shmon esrei. How do you reconcile that? So amar of sheshes, lo kasha, ha. When we said that you daven a full yud ches, that's a ringamliel. Ha, this abridged version is Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is going to say on daf chaf ches somewhere chaf ches that workers say in abridged shmoneh esrei. Rabbi Gamliel said no way, and Rabbi Yeshua said yeah, it's fine.
What's in abridged shmoneh esrei?
We're going to get to it.
No.
So Rabbi Yeshua. It was Rabbi Yeshua. Ma'ir Yipolim. I feel the call of the Manami. Why work? Let everybody do that. Davin will be faster. Right. Let everyone say in a bridge version. Ella, that can't be right. Ella Edved Rabbi Gamliel. No, it's both Rabbi Gamliel. What's the story here? V'lo kasha. Kan, when can you daven a regular Shmona Esrei? Right? I'm sorry. When do you have to daven in a bridge Shmona Esrei? Ba'os in Tzcharon, where the boss pays you a salary. The boss pays you a salary. You're going to go daven? Okay, you got to daven. You're Jewish. He's a Jewish guy. Okay, you got to daven. To make a whole chazaras hashatz and a whole shleppi? No. You don't have the right to do that on his dime. You don't have the right to do that. So therefore, you got to do the bridge one esrei, no, as fast as possible.
Why would you say that if the owner is frozen, then he should allow them to have
it? Oh, can, but, because he's frozen, but he's still makban on his time.
Right.
Can, but other bosses, they don't even pay them worker. They don't even pay them a salary. But Osin Tzcharon, all the all they do is pay them to eat. You come work for me for the day, I'll give you three square meals. Yeah. This is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So the guy's a cheapskate, not even paying him a salary. They can take a little more time and daven like a mensch. Because he's not even paying him. All he's doing is paying them lunch and breakfast and dinner, let's say. All he's doing is paying them food. He's not even giving them a salary. So no way. I have another brayse. Hapolim shayo osim malacha etel balabayis. Polim were eating by a balabais. V'korin kriyat shema umispalin. They said kriyat shema, they daven, v'ochlen, piton. V'ein mebarachin lefaneha. You can't make a bracha rishona. Because it's not a daraisa bracha rishona. That's a lot of time wasting. Aval mebarachin la'achareha shtayim. But you make a bracha afterwards, twice. Right? Afterwards you make two brachas. Ketzad, what does that mean? Bracha rishona kitikuna. We had this issue came up yesterday after the daf. People were busy with benching. So you see from here, this gemara straight out. The first bracha of benching, you say the whole thing. Shnia, the second bracha of benching. Poseich baruch ha'aretz. You start off, no delacha. V'kolon, barni Yerushalayim, baruchas ha'aretz. And you include everything in the second bracha. The whole benching, you squeeze into the second bracha. Why? Because all those brachas were made up by other people. Yeshua ben Nun, and Davar HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech. So they're not Doraisa. So we're going to let him say benching. First bracha, you can say the whole benching. Moshe Rabbeinu made that. That already we can say the whole benching. What about the rest of benching? No, you're going to make it a bridge version. You're going to chop all of benching into one little bracha. That way, you don't waste the time of the boss.
What is the thing with hamotzi?
What?
I don't understand.
There's no hamotzi because it's only the Rabbanon. And we're waving the Rabbanons because you're in a rush because you got to go back to work.
And if you have time an hour later, do you go back and do it?
Oh, we're going to get to that?
Same
I don't think so.
With a small
shmonesrei. What?
Same thing with the davening, with a special small...
Correct. So look at the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos says, one second, it's very nice that Yeshua ben Nun made up Noda Lecha and whoever made it up, I think it was him, right? Or other people, and Davar HaMelech, it's still Daraisa. Benching is a Daraisa. So says Tosfos, Afal Daf the Daraisa, even though it's a Daraisa, Haim, it's a Daraisa, listen to this, Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim, the Chacham have the right, Lakor Dover Min HaTorah, to uproot a mitzvah in the Torah, Ho Uturudim B'Malechis Balabayis. You're Tarud because you're at work. Now, you hear that? It's an amazing thing. We always learned, when will the Rabbanan tell me not to do a mitzvah? When there's another counter pressure of an isser. I'm going to carry the chauffeur. On Shabbos, I don't know how to blow. Don't even blow. Don't bother. Why? I'd rather you not carry than do a mitzvah chauffeur. That they could say. Right? Don't shake a lulav on Shabbos because you might come to carry it. That's an isser skila. And lulav is a daraisa. 100% is daraisa. Don't do it. You go to work. The boss is going to be on top of you breathing down your neck. Therefore, don't bench. Say a bridge benching. It's a fascinating thing. That's what we're saying. Right?
It's really the same thing as chauffeur. Bigger chauffeur, we don't blow at all.
But no isser here. There's no isser here. There's no counter isser. There's no isser. What's the isser? You're at work.
The guy's about the levitzah, they're just saying you were yotze with a little bit less.
Right. So the levush says, because since your boss, it doesn't mean you're torrid, oh my goodness, I got to go back to work. You're looking at the punching the clock. No. The boss is standing there, stomping his foot. Like, wait, when he, come on, finish benching already. No? Right? So that kind of benching is not a benching. So it says the Levush, what Tosfos means to say is, we'd rather a little Kavana rather than a lot without Kavana. A little with Kavana is better than a lot without Kavana. You hear that, Vart? A little with Kavana is better than a lot without Kavana. So your boss is breathing down your neck, finish already, no? So what do? You don't have Kavana, you're rushing. Forget that. Say a little bit with Kavana, it won't bother you a little bit. A little bit with Kavana, it's unbelievable, Vart. Yeah. Unbelievable, Vart. Right? Yeah. Okay. By the way, the Beis Yosef asks, so why can't you finish benching while you're doing working? First bracha, then while you're working, you finish benching. You see, for me, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to bench while you're clearing the table. Mr. Bird says you shouldn't do that. I don't know what Aveira. You shouldn't do that. Why not? You're benching. While you're benching, while you're clearing the table, you're benching? People do that all the time. They put the benchers away. While they're benching, they're cleaning the table. You shouldn't do that. See, from here, rather than a little with Kavana, then a lot without Kavana. That's why. Anyway, this is all true if you're getting a salary. Aval ba'osin sudasan, but if you're getting just, all you're getting is paid meals, osha ha'yu balabayis, meitiv yimohen, the balabayis is sitting there with you, and he's not, can I join you guys for lunch? Yeah, come on, boss, have lunch with us. Then, mevarchin kitikuna, then you can bench regularly, because he's obviously mochel. He's obviously mochel if he's sitting there with you guys. So he's obviously mochel. Fine. That ends the story of the workers. Now we get to the chasen. Chasen pata mikriyeshma. Tanar banan. It says like this. It says b'shiftucha b'veisecha. When you're sitting in your house, prat lo'osek mitzvah. that excludes somebody who's osik in a mitzvah. Why? Because if you're osik in a mitzvah, you're not sitting around doing nothing, right? Ubelezen says, ubelech the chabaderech, and when you go on your way. Prat lechasen, that excludes a chasen, who's not really doing a mitzvah. He's going to do a mitzvah later, when he's with his wife, but it's not really now, it's 2 hours before the wedding. But he's patur from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because it says, ubelech the chabaderech, prat lechasen. How do those words, are prat lechasen, right? Mikam amru, from here we say, the Gemara's going to ask that question. Mikam amru, from here we say, Hakon says a besula, if somebody marries a besula, patur. But almana chayev. What's the difference? My mashma. What's going on here? So Amar Rav Papa ki derech ma derech rishus. Because it says lach lecha baderech. Just like lach lecha baderech. I want to go there. I want to go there. It's all rishus. Av hachanami rishus. So too, any rishus. Therefore, if you're doing a mitzvah, you're pater. Milo askinan tikazel dvar mitzvah. Maybe you're going to do a mitzvah. Maybe I'm going to visit somebody in the hospital. Fafilu hachi amar kra likri, and still have to read. Why is it only I'm going for a shus? Im kain, lema kra, baleches. It should say baleches. My balech techa, balech techa. Mishma mina, baleches didachu demchayeves. Only if you're going for yourself, meaning for no reason. Then you have to stop and say Shema. Ha, de mitzvah. But if you're going for a mitzvah, patarta, you are patiras, you are pater. I hachi, maya konses abasula, afilu konses almana nami. Then why is it also a mitzvah to marry almana? That's also a mitzvah, a quasi-mitzvah, whatever you want to say. Same thing. How come only by a besula and not by an almana? So now we bring a new factor into the equation. It's not just mitzvah. Hacha, tarud. No, because when you marry a besula, you're nervous. You're preoccupied. You're nervous. Hacha, lo tarud. Marry an almana, you're not nervous. It's already second marriage. You're not so nervous. Imishum tirda. One second. If the issue now is nervousness, then I feel tavasvin also by yamnami. Then even if your boat sunk, the stock market crashed. I can't say Shema tonight. I'm so upset. I lost all my fortune. Right? Alama, we don't have like that. Alama, Amar Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Aval Chai B'chal Mitzvah. So Moish Patar. And Aval's have to say Kriya Shema. He's so upset. He lost a relative. So upset. He's so sad. He's so preoccupied. Doesn't make a difference. Except Chutz Me'a Tefillin. They don't have to wear Tefillin. Shenemar Behem Pe'er. Because it says Pe'er, it's like a crown, and Aval doesn't wear a crown. Okay. Otherwise, so that's not an answer. Shenemar Pe'er Chachav Shalecha. Right? Amri, no, the answer is Hasam Tarda B'Rishus. Hacha Tarda the Mitzvah. There it's a Rishus, right? The fact that you lost the stock market is a Rishus. That's not a Patur. It's not a Patur that I'm Tarid. But if you're Tarid in a Mitzvah, then you're Patur. So what Mitzvah are you Tarid in that's going to make you Patur? So it says the Gemara is only one, which is getting married, two Basula. Every other Mitzvah, what are you Tarid in? I can't say Kshma because I'm going to eat Masa later. There's no such thing, right? Okay. Next, Rachat Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishto. Again, we're continuing with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm not gonna say Shema? I'm not gonna do that. Right? There's a Pachas is part from Kriya Shema, and said Rabbi Gamliel, me, I'm saying Kriya Shema. Right? Now the mission continues. Also, he took a bath the night his wife died. Amrulo, they told the Omer Tamidav, L'maditene Rabbeinu, we have a halacha, she'avol asur l'ichas. Avol's not allowed to go take a bath. Not allowed to go to the bath as an avol. Amrulahem, eini kishar b'ni adam. I'm not like regular people. Iftinis ami, ani. I'm a mefunek. I'm very particular, and as Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, v'ikat tsar. Av tsar im lo hayerochets. If I wouldn't bathe. The eino asur l'ichas b'mei avelo elamishum tainig. You can't take a bath as a pleasure bath, a tainig. But the gam loch of rosho to wash your head, e isbe irvuvia bereshi, you got some scab or something. Shari afil toch shiva. Even during shiva, you can take it, wash some disease or something, some issue. Vechein hitter Rabbeinu Shmuel lioledes avela. She just had a baby, and then Nebuch, she's doing shiva. She also can lirchotz chut toch shiva. Lirchotz nami b'tishabav. Even tisha, she can also take a bath. You got some scabs or something in your head. Sach kedarko, you take a bath regular. You can anoint it regular. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. Then a choshesh, you don't have to worry about it. Afal gafta sicha kishtia, Yom Kippurim. Chay mashu birushalmi. Avol aser berachitza. Hadze temer berachitza shal tainug. All that is tainug. All this is aser tainug. Avol berachitza she'ena shal tainug. But if it's not tainug, why am I? It's really medicine. It's really medicine. That's really what it is. If I don't wash my head, it's like taking medicine, then you're allowed to mutter, kada itmar, mishieslo, chatatin bereshe. Okay. you want to know halacha, what you do, ask your rabbi. Ukishemeit Tevi Avdo, when Tevi, his servant died, his slave died, Kiba Olav Tanchumen, he accepted Tanchumen, which is a certain kind of sitting shiva. What? He's an Eved Kanaan, he's Jewish like a woman. So he's not Jewish. Amrulo, Talmidav, Lamanachin Arena, in the Kabbalah Tanchumen al Avadim, we don't do that. We don't have Tanchumen on Eved. Amalahem ain't, no, he did mitzvahs like a woman, but he's not Jewish. He's not Jewish, not a Jew. So we don't do that. We don't accept, you don't sit shiva for an Eved. You don't do that. Amalahem ain't tevi avdi kishar avadim, kosher haya, he was kosher. He was a good guy. Right? He was a good guy. So what? You don't sit shiva for anybody who's not a relative. So even if he's a good guy, he's not a relative. What are you sitting shiva for? He's a good guy. So what? What answer is that? So some say the Rishalmi says that he treated him like a son. He was like a son to him, and therefore he sat shiva for him. It's a difficult answer. The other answer is given by the Meiri. Meiri says no. He didn't sit shiva for him. He didn't. He knows the halacha. He was so distraught that he was mamish crying that they thought he was sitting shiva. He looked like he was sitting. He wasn't really, but he looked like he was. He was acting like he was. He was so upset, crying away. The Talmidim come, Rabbi, you sitting shiva for him? Don't do that.
But his answer doesn't say that.
He wasn't really. He said, no, I'm so distraught. I'm so distraught because he was such a good guy.
So it's not kosher, right?
What? So he should say, I'm not really sitting shiva. Right.
The Oxford says something
different. Yeah, the Oxford says that Tevi was a
Talmud Chacham. So because he was a Talmud Chacham, that's why he was able to.
So the Meiri answered, what he said back was, you shouldn't even be mitzdar so much for him. We know you're not sitting shiva. It means mitzdar so much for an Eved. So it wasn't a regular Eved. That's why being mitzdar so much. But it wasn't really shiva. Okay.
So why didn't he become a Gira?
I don't know.
Is there Kriya there?
No, I don't know. No, there's no Kriya. Well, we're not finished with this. Chasson, now back to the Chasson. Imrat to liquors, Kriya Shema, La'ala, Rishon Kori. If you want to, the first night, you could. Rabbi Shir, Ben Gamliel, Omer, Lo Kol Rots Yidlis Hashem Yitol. Not everybody's a somebody. Right? Not everybody can do that. So, as I said before, the Allah is the exact opposite. If somebody says, I'm not saying Kriya Shema my wedding night, I'm such a somebody, I'm not saying Kriya Shema my wedding night, that's your show-off. Right? Not everybody can be a somebody. You know, it reminds me of the famous joke that they went to, in Navardic, everybody used to like try to outdo each other in shiflus ha'adam, right? They'd go into a bakery and ask for a hammer, right? They'd go into these funny, and just to be embarrassed, just to become a nobody. So one day there was a new bachur in the yeshiva, and he went to the bakery and he asked for a hammer and nails. So one of the older bachurim said to another of the older bachurim, look at this, look who thinks he's a nobody. Look who thinks he's a nobody, right? My time, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, what's his reason? Why did he take a shower? Why did he take a bath the first night? Because Kasavri held Aninus Laila Derabanan. Aninus, the first night, only Midrabanan. Kedichsiv Vacharisim Kiyomar. Only the day. It's right, the first night afterwards. It's right, only Derabanan. And he was Makel. Umakam Istinus lo goes to Rabbanan. And in an Istinus situation, the word goes to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't make a Xera. Fine. Ukashemeis Tevi Avdo. Tan Rabbanan, Avadim Ushvachos, Avadim and Shvachos, ain't omed in a lay in Beshura. You don't stand in a line like today. After they bury the base, the Avelim stand in a line, and everybody walks past, says, Amokum Menachem. You don't do that by an Eved, you don't do that by a Shivcha. Why not? Says Tosas, the bottom Tosas, Dilma Othila Suke Elu Yuchsin, because you're going to think they were regular good people. You're going to think they were Yuchsin. If you do this. And not Avadim, yeah, well, look at this, we're treating them like we're saying, they live in it. You can't do that, right? So. So if that's the case, then why would Rabbi Gamliel do it? Why would Rabbi Gamliel do it, right? So the Tzlach gives an unbelievable answer. He says, the truth is, the only reason you shouldn't stand by a Shura is only if it was a female. If it was a Shivcha. For an Eved, you could do it. What's the downside? Someone married him? Then they're a Jew. The Shivcha is the problem. If she's a Shivcha, her kids are not Jews. right? But if you do a shur for her, and you make it like she was some big tzaddikus, people are going to think the kids are Jews. That's a problem. Don't do it. For a male, what's the issue?
Yeah.
He was married to a regular girl. The girls, the kids are Jewish. No reason why not to do it. This is an unbelievable thing. Only applies to women. Doesn't apply to men. This issue. Okay?
The problem is, why does it say about the bishop or something?
Right. Good point. No. It says you shouldn't do it for anybody. Shouldn't do it for anybody. Tosma says, why shouldn't you do it? Because people are going to think they're yuchsin. That's only on women. That's all. Shouldn't do it for men either. Why do we do it for Tevi? First of all, he was a Talmud Chacham. He was like treating him like a son, all those answers. And there's no issue of yuchsin anyway, because he's a male.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Anyway, you don't make the bracha of Avelim, which is, Rashi says, it's a bracha that they used to say when they came back from the cemetery, that a suda. You don't do that for an Eved. V'tanchumi Avelim. You don't sit Shifa. Maisa umesa shivchasa shel Rabbi Elaz Eliezer, and the shivcha of Rabbi Eliezer died. Nichnas talmid of Lenachemo, they wanted to come in and pay shivcha call to him. Kivin shira osam, he saw that they were coming. He ran away. Ola laliyah, he went up to the attic. Ola achav, they followed him also. Nichnas la'alan pulilan, he went up to the other attic, whatever that is. Nichnas la'achav, they followed him out again. Nichnas la'chaklin, he went to the hall. Nichnas la'achav, they followed him again. Amalehem. I think you guys would be scalded even with power of water, right? Not even with hot water you get the hint. How much time do I have to run away from you people? There's no shura. You don't say berachas aveilim. You don't say shiva. What are you chasing me for? Ella ma omer maleim. What do you say? Just like. Guy loses his ox. Guy loses donkeys. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear you lost the donkey. Ka shemeso amakom imale lachasaronach. Hashem should fill up your loss. Hashem should replace your loss. Ka omem lo alavodev al shivchaso hamakom imale lo chesronach. Hashem should fill up your loss. Hashem should replace your loss. Right?
Yeah.
Fine. So the question is: so why do you run away from them? Why didn't he just let them say that to him? Say that he thought they were going to give him more tachumen, more than just that wine, right? Okay. Tanya idach, avadim mishvachos emas speedin otzon. You don't want
to
hespid.
What? Maybe that's a video. Maybe you're not supposed to say anything, but video, but that's what he said. If you want to say something, say that. But really, maybe it was.
So the Ben Yehuda says to get to your point. Why did Rabbi Eliezer run away from them? Let him say that to him. Sorry for your loss. Hashem should replace you. Just replace it. So Ben Yehuda answers, first of all, what is that? That's a tefillah. That's not paying a shiva call. That's a tefillah. You don't have to say the tefillah in front of him. Say it to yourself. Oh, I heard. Oh, no, you know what? Hashem should replace that loss for that guy. The guy who just lost his Eved. The guy lost his donkey. Hashem should replace it. He Ratzon. You have to say, by the way, I'm going to go to you to tell you that he rots on. I'm going to do that. Obviously, since they were chasing him, he thought they're giving him a real shiva call, so he ran away from them. Interesting. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im eved kashuhu omer malav havi ish tov v'neman v'nehna miyigiyo. If it was a good guy, he could say that.
Where are
you? Tanya idach, avadim shalachas emas pidin otzon. There's no hespid on them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im Evan Kosher, if it's Evan Kosher, Omer, like today, following Hespin, Havi Yishtov, who's a good man, Venema, trustworthy, Venena, Miyigo, we benefited from his existence. Omer Lo, im Kain, Mananach Lelekshem. Then what do you say for a regular person? Right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan, out of left field. Ein Korin Ovos El Shlosha. There are only three Ovos. The Ein Korin Imos El Arba. There are only four Imos. Ovos Mai Taima. Why are there only three Ovos? I don't know if I came from Reuven. I don't know if I came from Shimon, which is true, right? Now, one second. But every Kohen and Levi does know where they came from. So that can't even be right anyway. Every Kohen and Levi does know where they came from. We don't know. I don't come from Reuven or I came from Naphtali. I have no idea. The Kohanim know. The Levium know. So, if the Kohanim and the Levium know, this question doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, this question, right? Ihach, imos nami. Then the same thing about the imos, right? Because at least he says over here that the answer is, who says this pshat? The Tzlach. The Tzlach says, we're talking about Rav Kleisel. Okay, so there's a few Kahana Levim out there. Rav Kleisel doesn't know. That's the answers. Okay? Then the Mos also. Lo Yadina, Dimi Rachel Kleisel, Dimi Leah Kleisel. I don't know if it came from Rachel or Leah. What about Bila and Zilpah?
They're considered,
right? Ella Adhacha Chashivi. No, the Avos are Chashiv. Tfei Lo Chashivi. The rest of them are not Chashiv. Right? What does that mean, they're not Chashiv? What does that mean? What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Wasn't Chashiv Moshe Rabbeinu? So, the Iyayam says, Moshe Rabbeinu is not even a Shiloh. No one ever calls him Av. No one ever thought to say that. Right? Who's in the parasha of calling him an Av besides the Avos? The only one left is Yosef. Who's left? Moshe Rabbeinu lived hundreds of years, not even a Shiloh, not even a Havamina. The only Havamina is people that live in that generation. Maybe Yosef, maybe the Shvatim, no one else. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, it was hundreds of years later, not a Shiloh. Right? So the Iyam says, so in what way is it Avos a Chashiv? What about Yosef? He's also a Chashiv, a guy. The answer is Maisa Avos Lim Lebanim. We don't have that concept by anybody else, only the Avos, whatever that means. Tani Idach, Avadu Mishvachos, Enkarnosim Abba Ploni, Vima Plonis. You don't call the Abba Vima Plonis. Vishal Gamliel, Haykarn, Osam Abba Ploni, Vima Plonis. Maisa Lithar, does it contradict itself? No, Mishav the Chashivi, because they were Chashiv. Okay. Omer Belazar, Maida Tziv, Kain Avrecha Bechai Bishmecha, Esakapai, Kain Rechai Zekrishma, Bishmecha Esakapai Zetvila, Vimose Kain, Olava Kasav, Omer, Kamachela Vedashin Tispanashi, Fulahod, Eloshinochel Shnealamim, Olamazev, Olamaba, Shemar Vesifse, Renanos, Yahalel, P. Okay. The next, now the Gemara starts, it starts now, and it goes down till middle of the next Amen, middle of tomorrow's Daf. Different ways that the Amorayim would end off davening. There are Sidurim. I was in Flatbush this week, and last week, I saw there's a Siddur. There are Sidurim that at the end of davening on Shacharis have Tachanunim Shel Amoroyim. And they have all these Tfilos are there. Want to have nothing to do after davening? Want to say Tfilos? Not that. Amoroyim said it. Some of these are going to be familiar to us. Some of we never heard before. The ones that are not familiar to us are all printed in some Sidurim in the end of Shacharis. All the Tfilos Amoroyim.
Got to be a Yankov Edmund Siddur.
No. It wasn't a Yankov Edmund Siddur, no.
Do you argue with
Why are they doing this? So the Be'eri says, you finish off davening with Shevach, something that no one else, say your own thing. Say your own idea. Not what's printed in the text, your own tefillah. Rabbi Lezer, Basa, the Sarah, Susi, Amar Hakim. When you finish davening, we say as follows. Yiritzam Lefanecha, Shem Elokeinu, Shetishachin Bipurienu. You should rest in our, among us, right? Ava, Shalom, Vareos, V'tisrabe gvulenu v'talmidim v'tatzliach v'sofenu acharis v'tikva v'tasim chalkenu v'ganeden v'tignenu v'chavrato v'yetzerto v'olamecha v'nashkim v'nimtza chol, right? That means a sheep. L'vavenu l'yir ha'shemecha v'tovo l'fenecha koros namshena l'tova. Beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan Basa de Messiah and Tzulis Amar Hachi. Yitzal fenecha Hashem alakena shetatzit b'shosenu. We should have no more busha. V'tabit b'roseinu. V'tilbash b'rachamecha. V'tischatze b'uzechli. Should be clothed in all these different kinds of attributes, Hashem. V'tisate, all words of clothing. V'tischatze, v'tisate, v'tislabish, v'chassidusecha, v'tisazer, you should be glorified, v'chinunecha, v'chinunosecha, v'tovo v'vonecha, midas tova, v'ana v'vonosecha. Good. Rezera b'asim v'nisayim tzuzet amar hachi. Yitzol v'necha, shem alakei, shel nechte, shouldn't sin, lo shen ol v'lenevosh, shouldn't be embarrassed, l'ani kalim, another kind of embarrassed, mi'av v'seinu. Rechia b'asim tzuzet amar hachi. Yitzol v'necha, shem alakei, shedei t'rascha umunosenu, v'al yedav libeinu, we shouldn't have any pain, for yachachoninu, our eyes shouldn't become dim. Rav b'asim tzuzet, Rav amar hachi, said the following. Yitzol v'necha, shem alakei, tell me this is familiar. Shetitim l'anu chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnasa. Chaim shel chilut atzamos, chaim sheyesh be yerushaim yerushchet, chaim sheim ben bushu chlima, chaim shel osher vekavod, chaim shel dibono avastor be yerushaim, chaim shel tzmali lono is called mashalos libeno lutova. When do we say that? Rebench Rosh Chodesh. Baruch Hashem, many people were very upset with the saying this rebenching Rosh Chodesh because it's all personal tefilos, and you don't ask for personal tefilos that are gashmias on Shabbos. Ruchnis you could ask for says Rabbi Yashiv, not gashmias. Chaparnasa, all this gashmias. People were against it. It's in there. Everyone says it. So at the end of it,
that's why
it says at the end it says b'schus tefilas rav. It doesn't mean the rabbi. It's a mistake. It doesn't mean the rabbi. It means Rav. Rav is the one who said this tefillah. So when you say B'schus tefillas Rav, you're mentioning Rav, not the rabbi of the shul. Nothing to do with that. It's a mistake. People think that. No, it's a reference to Rav. Most say you shouldn't say that. Because what are you mentioning Rav for? Because Rav is the one who made up this tefillah. What does that have to do with anything? I'm saying it now because I want a good month.
No, it's Mishnah, because the Mishnah Abbas. Exactly, because you give the person...
You give the person credit.
And then he gives it to you.
Now that, normally you wouldn't say this on Shabbos, or any time for that matter, so the fact that Rav was
he made it up, so it's a good thing to say, so we adopted it.
You should give it to him.
Right.
And say the name of the person said it.
Right. Okay, excellent. One more, we'll say one more.
What you shouldn't be saying is it says
Rabim. Rabim, that's totally wrong.
That's wrong.
Because it's for your own personal tefillah.
Right. So why is it?
It could have been a mistake crept in. What?
What's tefillah's Rav? Is the matir. Somebody walking, what are you doing saying this type of tefillah's
Rav? Oh, because Rav said to say it. Rav said, right.
So it's okay, so that's coming.
Right, okay.
Why is it chronologically out of order?
Yeah, I don't know. Basar ditzluse Rebbe, basal ditzluse Amar, Chachi, yitzal v'necha Hashem alokeinu v'lokei avatenu. Shtatzelena mi'azai panim, u'mi'azis panim, mi'adam ra, mi'pega ra, mi'yetza ra, mi'chavir ra, mi'shachin ra, mi'satin ha'mashchis, mi'din kasha, Baldin Kasha, Ben Shu Ben Bris, Ben Shana Ben Bris, right? Fafagaf the Kaimi, Kitsutse, Aleha the Rebbe, right? Even though he was friends with the governor, with the Caesar, we still say it. Yeah, we do say this every day. Right. It's right after Brachas, right? Okay, we have one more on the bottom line of Yud-Tazayin and Rebbeis, and we'll finish the rest tomorrow. We'll finish in the parak tomorrow. Yeah. Everybody have a very good day.